hope you got them. If you don't, look on the screen. Turn with me to the book of 1 Timothy. I won't be long. I will be very quick. As preacher said, y'all amen, and we'll get out of here quick. It ain't starting out good. I didn't hear no amen. But look, I know this is a fun day. This is a great day. But let's get our hearts focused and our minds focused on Christ this morning. Amen. Stand with me. 1 Timothy chapter number 1. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
If you ain't, say hang on. Oh, hanging on. I still hear some pages flipping. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God, our Savior, same God, amen, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, mine own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord, as I besought thee to abide still at Ephesus when I went unto Macedonia, that mightest charge some that they teach no other doctrine, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith, so do. Now the end of the commandment is charity, out of a pure heart and of a good conscience, and a faith unfeigned, from which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. I'm going to preach this thought as quick as I can this morning on riding the rumble strips. Riding the rumble strips. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for your goodness. God, thank you for our pastor this morning. God, thank you for what all he's done here. God, through you, through your help, God, in this church for 25 blessed years. God, thank you, God, for his leadership, for his mentorship. Thank you, God, for him being all about you, God, and never swerving, never wavering, God, but always staying true and staying straight. God, we love you. In Jesus' name, and the church said, amen. Amen. Riding the rumble strips, I began to think last night, I was filtering through saying, God, this isn't a message for Pastor Appreciation Day, but in reality, it is. It is, because here we've got Paul beginning to instruct Timothy and beginning to take Timothy under his wing and beginning to tell Timothy some things that Timothy is to do while at Ephesus. Ephesus was a place and they had kind of turned to false teachings. And Timothy is being warned here by Paul to beware of those. And he's given Timothy a charge there in verse number 2, charging him, saying, don't teach no other doctrine. Don't teach no other doctrine. Don't turn aside unto endless genealogies. Don't turn aside unto these fables, but teach the doctrine of Christ. And friend, he's telling him to do these things because it's trying to infiltrate the church with false teaching. And he's instructing him to do this thing. But there was something, as I told those folks yesterday, there's a word in here that I begin to look at. And I thank God that our pastor here on the front row hasn't done. Go with me to verse number 6. The Bible says this, from which some having swerved. From which some having swerved, and they turned unto vain jangling. Empty talk is what that word vain jangling means. Empty talk, emptiness. Whenever they say nothing, there's nothing to it. There's no meat to it, but it's just empty talk. But there's a word in there that I thank God that our pastor hasn't done. And that's that word there, having swerved.
Amen.
Having swerved. That swerve means to deviate from the truth. It means to err, to go this way or to swerve. But also it means to miss the mark.
Amen.
to miss the mark. I told him yesterday, just like in bow hunters in here, anybody sighting in rifles or even when you're driving cars and stuff, that if you're just off by a little, it may not seem bad at first, but in the long run, you'll be off by a long shot. You'll be off by a long shot. If I'm barely veering off the edge of the road, if I'm off the edge of the road, Preacher Thad, and I'm just barely easing that away, that in the long run, guess where I'll be eventually? I'll be completely off the road. I was coming back from Mill Branch this week. We had revival, and God bless, thank God for it. But he began to remind me of the thing is for us to stay in the lane and not to swerve. And if you think about swerving nowadays, they've got those things that if you're riding down the road, Brother Greg, I remember when we were alligator hunting one time, and he's laughing because he knows where I'm going. But we were alligator hunting one time. We had done alligator hunting all night long. We get back to the dock, it's light outside. Everybody, y'all know what everybody is? Tired.
Come on.
We get to the dock, we load the boat up on the trailer. We all pile in the truck, and you know what it is in the truck? Silence. We barely get off the boat ramp. You know what people's doing?
Yeah.
And I will never forget, everybody was going to sleep. There was about five of us, I believe, Brother Gray. We get to going down the road, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just barely by. Y'all know how it is when you're just exhausted, and you about to hit that place to where you just... And I'm about there. And all of a sudden, you know what I hear? I wake up. I go back. About to that place again. I said, here. I said, you all right up there, Greg? He said, yeah, I'm good. We ain't go nowhere again. I said, Greg, you want me to drive? He said, yeah, jump in the seat.
Amen.
What are the rumble strips there for? To wake us up. And friend, I'm going to tell you, that man this morning preached. This man on the front row preaches here. Why? To wake you up. Hey, y'all ain't got to look far. You ain't got to look a long ways. You can pull up the phone, the internet on your phone, and you can see where the world is going to shambles. Well, let me tell you, it's going to. Be ready for it. It's going to. It ought to not surprise the Christian. But what Preacher Tim and Preacher Thad do Sunday in and Sunday out, Wednesday in and Wednesday out, is they stand up there, and they're like the rumble strips, and they're trying to wake us up. Trying to wake us up, to snap us out of this thing called sleep. They're trying to do this thing, and I begin to read and I begin to see how Timothy was charged with this, because some people have swerved. And if I was to say it this morning, that some people in this place, in this congregation, on the sound of my voice, you know what you've done? You've begun to swerve. You've begun to swerve. What causes swerving? Number one, I want us to look at what causes swerving. Number one is a wayward mind. Number one is a wayward mind. Think about it. I was riding home, and this thing happens. Is that all of a sudden you're driving, and anybody ever been driving tired? You drive tired, and all of a sudden you're supposed to be focused on something, but all of a sudden your mind begins to wander. The things in your mind begin to think on something else, right? You begin, just like some of you in here this morning. Hey, your mind's gone somewhere else. I ain't been up here but 5 minutes, and you've gone somewhere. It's the facts of the matter. Listen to me. The mind of people, whenever you get to driving and all of a sudden your mind begins to wonder, what do you tend to do? You tend to drift. You tend to swerve. You go from one side or to the other. And can I tell you this morning, wake up It's not time to sleep. It's not time to slumber. It's not time to swerve. It's time to wake up. Brother West, this thing's almost over. This thing's almost over. We're singing about Jesus. It ain't going to be long before we meet him. And friend, the greatest question that I could ask you is, are you ready? But we see here in Romans 12 and 2, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be renewing by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Set your affections on things above and not on things of this earth. That's Colossians 3 and 2. And I began to look at the psalm. If you was to turn with me to the book of Psalm, go to the very, I don't want y'all to hear my words. I want y'all to see the words. Psalms number 1. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth at the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Friend, but not only that, listen, and because of that, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Amen. And that bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. Amen. The ungodly are not so. Those that swerve are not so. Listen. But are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Our mind, friend, can I tell you this morning, get your mind back on Christ. Meditate upon his word day and night. We talked about prayer. Preacher Thad talked about prayer this morning. You know what? I read something one time that made so much sense, that a wordless Christian is a powerless Christian. A wordless Christian is a powerless Christian. But you know what else? A prayerless Christian is also a powerless Christian. Why? Because you're not tapped into the source. Amen. See, our words can't do nothing. Our words merely can't do nothing. But we talk when we call out upon the name of Jesus. They sang the songs about it. The one that still empties the graves. Amen. The one that still says, peace be still over our lives. Amen. Amen. Wayward minds calls us to swerve. But not only do we see wayward minds, but we see wandering eyes. Wandering eyes tend to cause us to swerve. Wandering eyes. You see, whenever you're driving a vehicle, think about it. And this is bottom shelf stuff. Hey, I'm bottom shelf preacher. I can't reach too high. But think about it. When you're driving in your vehicle, you're going down the interstate, you're going down one of those open roads, and you're riding, and all of a sudden, you begin to look at that deer standing on the edge of the road or standing on the edge of that field. What tends to happen? Your hands follow where your eyes go. So if I'm looking to my right at a deer over there or something on the side of the road or in the edge of a field line, and I begin to look that away, you know what naturally your hands will do? They will tend to follow. Be careful. Let me tell you, be careful what you let your eyes see. Be very, very careful. Be very careful. I'm talking about things on the internet. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. Men, be very, very careful. Women, be very, very careful as to what your eyes behold. Because let me tell you something. It's something that you cannot get out of your mind. It's something I've had people calling me crying this week. Crying. Saying, I've seen that treacherous thing on the internet. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And you know what they tell me? Brother Allen, I can't get it out of here. I keep thinking about it. I keep seeing it over and over and over. Friend, be careful what your eyes see. Be careful the way in which your eyes wander. For the Bible says this, 2 Corinthians 4:17 through 18, for light is our affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen. Friend, quit looking at the things of this world. This world ain't got nothing to offer you. It ain't got nothing to offer me. Why? Because it's temporal. You know what's going to happen to everything? You know what's going to happen to them nice boats, some nice cars, those beach houses, those mountain retreats? You know what's going to happen? Eventually, they're going to be gone. Amen. Hey, and they, hey, you know, don't know football player on any college team, no one, none of us. I'll shout amen. Amen. People, man, we shout and we scream and we holler over football teams. Hey, I'm right there with you. I love it. Amen. But friend, when we come to the house of God, ain't none of them football players ever done nothing for you but win a game. And you know what they'll do on the next one? They'll probably lose. Amen. Temporal. Temporal things, those things don't mean a hill of beans. But friend, can I tell you, set your eyes upon things that are eternal. Set your eyes upon things of Christ. Set your eyes upon Jesus. Because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that's going to matter in our lives. And we see what happens whenever an individual has wayward eyes. We see it. We see these things, wandering eyes. We see what happens. If you was to go with me to the book of 2 Samuel, we see this in chapter 11. We see as David, King David, a man that was after God's own heart, a man that loved Christ Jesus, loved the Lord. Friend, what happened? He was supposed to be in a place of Jerusalem. He was supposed to be fighting with his warriors. But instead he abode back in Jerusalem. And what happened was he climbed up on the top of the on his porch, pretty much what I'm gonna call it in this Cliff Notes version. But he climbs up, and what does he do? He's in a place where he shouldn't have been. Amen. And now all of a sudden he's seeing something he shouldn't have seen. Y'all know the sin that between him and Bathsheba. The Bible says that he looked, listen to me, and it came to pass at evening time, David arose off his bed and walked upon his roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman. Ray Lord, I don't know how people see, but I usually see with my eyes. Okay. Amen. All of a sudden his eyes begin to wander. And friend, if we was to go back to the book of Genesis, I told them this yesterday, they probably going to get tired of this message, but Adam and Eve, God told them of one tree in the whole garden that they couldn't eat from, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. All the other trees you can get some of. All of the other trees you can do. But you know what old Eve said? Or what happened to Eve? That she looked at the fruit. And it was pleasing to the eyes. And the eyes, because of that, we know that they partook of the fruit, the fall of mankind, the sin of mankind. Amen. Wandering eyes will get you in trouble. And they will cause you to swerve. Listen to me. I know y'all got chicken on your mind. I know that. I got one more point, so hang on with me. Okay? But I'm telling you, young people, listen to me. Don't let your eyes wander. I mean it. I mean it. That's why church is so important. That's why the things of this world are not. That's why the things of God are. Because they fix your eyes, fasten your eyes upon Christ and the things of God, the godliness that God provides. Put your eyes upon Him. Not only do we see that, but lastly and not least, as Preacher Thad comes to the piano. Chuck, are we good on time? We about out of 12, ain't we? But not only do we see here in this text, we see that the swerving, not only is it caused by wandering eyes, by a wayward mind, but I want you to see this. And this is to you guys, and this yesterday was preached to preachers, and what an honor it was to do this. And I know preachers get like this, but I know that the children of God get like this. Amen. Is that the reason that an individual tends to swerve, and my dad will know a lot about this, and Brother Wes, but the reason that an individual can tend to swerve is because they're weighed down. Brother Taylor, you ever pulled something on a trailer that had too much weight on it? You know what tends to happen? Alan? It weighs you down, but not only that, you have to slow down to stay straight. You have to slow down, Brother Josh, to keep it from swerving. Could I tell you this morning, some of us need to slow down. Some of us need to get back to the basics. Some of us need to put off, take the weight off of the trailer, if you're catching my drift. Some of us need to take the weight off. Hebrews 12:1, wherefore seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Then it says this, let us lay aside every weight. Amen. Which doth so easily, and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Lay aside the things that keep you weighed down. Lay aside the things that have you bogged down. Psalm 55:22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. First Peter 5:7. Christian, listen to these words. Casting not some, not just a little bit of, but casting all your cares upon him. Why? Because he careth for you. Because he careth for you. You know what I found out about weight on a vehicle? Brother Taylor, if you've got so much weight behind a vehicle that it'll cause that thing to start doing this number, and if you don't slow down, it'll cause that vehicle to go out of control. And all of a sudden, you wreck. You'll be in the side of the ditch. Total vehicle. Lay it aside. Quit carrying it. It's simple. Preacher Thad preached a great message. The righteous path, the old path. Let me tell you something. It ain't changed. It ain't changed. It ain't changed.
Yes, son.
When's the last time that you've been down? When's the last time you've been down to this old way? When's the last time You say you're just trying to get them to come. No, I'm trying to warn you. To keep you from swerving. Help is found at the altar. Help is found not in the preacher, not in that preacher, not in this preacher, not in the church. The help's found in Christ Jesus. As we stand on our feet this morning,